Blessings with you, my soul friends. I'm wanting to affirm and just let you know that no matter where you are or what you're experiencing or feeling as you continue this journey, practice of the presence of God, that whatever it is okay. Whether you feel like you're caught up, you've lost some kind of motivation, or you're excited, or anything in between. Because this work is about God's action within you. I want to use an example from my own life, which you know I do that quite frequently. And this one is unusual, perhaps, because I don't speak about it, but it's so simple. And that is the fact that I have gone through the process of using Invisaligners, that those products that straighten out your teeth, right? Those little clear plastic trays that you put over your teeth, and over a period of a year, well, actually a year and a half, I've been using them, and you change up the trays every couple weeks, and you really have to comply with the process. But by the end of the time, which my time is ending at the end of this month, and even right now, my teeth are so much straighter, and I'm actually able to chew better, and so my teeth function better, okay? So it's not just cosmetic, but it's functionality as well. So now, how does that apply to day 13 in the book, Attention, Intention? So it starts with SDG, the letters that Bach used at the beginning of each of his compositions. And they meant Soli Dei Gloria, in God alone the glory. So I find it so interesting that they refer to him. They say that his faith was totally practical. I'm just reading from page 43. His faith was totally practical, bringing all aspects of life together and centering them in God, who was the one source of all good inspiration, who is the one source of all good inspiration. And so how did he like translate this into his own life? So yes, he could come up with this composition and say, to God be the glory, but he said, God only the glory. Very interesting. So, as we go down further on that page, 43, we see that the practice for day 13, so whenever you did that, to God only alone the glory, this is our affirmation prayer today. And it encourages us to write it on a card and place it somewhere where you can see it. But this is what really stands out, and this is what I want to help you to just let it go deeper within you, and that is that God is in charge of outcomes. So I started with this little story about my Invisaligners, right? I am not in charge of the outcome of how my teeth are going to be straight, and they're much straighter, how my jaw is working, how I'm able to chew, whatever that is. I'm not in charge of that. I just went because I saw the need. I go to a dentist who is the expert, and he gives me these trays, right? What was I in charge of? I'm in charge of going through the process of using these trays the way that I'm instructed to do so, and to take care of what I can take care of. But I can't make my teeth straighter. I can only comply. God is in charge of the outcomes. If I can trust this dentist that you follow these particular steps and do it for 18 months, really religiously, so to speak, right? Then this will be the outcome. So I apply that to my life and to my relationship with God. And so many times, I think that I'm in charge of the outcome. God is just asking me to put one foot in front of the other, to awaken on this day and this moment with gratitude, gratefulness in my heart, with a desire to connect with Him and to stay connected, to be present to the presence of the Holy and stay there. And He has given me the mechanisms to do so. Centering prayer, contemplative prayer, scripture, varying books and other people that have lived this journey, that are living this journey, activities like journaling, staying connected with soul friends, community meetings, you all, my soul friends in our community. Like, He has given me the tools. If I don't use them, that's on me, not on God. And even if I do use them, but I think that I'm in charge of the outcome, I've totally missed the mark, totally. And the last sentence on the page, of page 43, says, we are in charge of our intention and our attention. So again, to use my simple little example, so I was in charge of my intention. My intention was to straighten out my teeth, and all of the health benefits that would come from that, the physical benefits that would come from that, and the cosmetic benefits that would come from that, right? I was in charge of my intention. And to keep connecting with that intention every day so that I followed along with the steps. And to be in charge of my attention. My attention. So that I would attend not just to want my teeth to be straighter, my whatever, you know, all the other things that come from it, right? Not to just connect with my intention and to repeat that, but to bring my attention into doing it. But the end results were up to the dentist, right? The end results of my life, of my capacity for love, my transformation, God alone is in charge of the outcome of my transformation. But I have to live the intention, which is to follow you, Lord, in and the highways and byways, my intention to live a transformed life, my intention to live my new life in Christ. And where am I going to put my attention? On the days that I'm clear with my intention and I put my attention where it needs to be, on prayer, on journaling, on reading scripture, on performing my responsibilities, whatever that might be. Like, when I am bringing my intention and attention renewed, that's all I can do. God, to God alone be the glory. For God and God alone is the outcome. And we get so consumed with the outcomes. We really do. I think that if I do A, B, and C, and I make some decision and serve somebody in a particular way, that I can impact the outcome of whatever their life needs or whatever I think should happen. That outcome is not up to me. It is only up to me. What is my intention? To know God, to be known by God, to love God, to receive the love of God. And where I place my attention, that's on me. But the outcome, my transformation, how it's manifested in the world, how other people see me or hear me, I can't control that. You see, and neither can you. And the scripture, in Christ, we were chosen and we were destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all good things according to the intention of his will. In Christ we were chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the Holy One. And to he who accomplishes all good things, to he who accomplishes healing and transformation, to he who brings about peace, happiness, wholeness, it is merely for us to surrender to the will of the Holy One, to the one who is truly in charge of the outcomes. And we might say, but, oh, I don't know that, but in the past, you know, sometimes I've not gotten the outcome that I really want. Okay? And what does that mean? What does that mean? It means nothing in compared to what is now, living in, with, and through Christ now, living in love, with love, and through love now, surrendering to love now, and allowing ourselves to be drawn into our truest nature. In God alone is the glory. And so I'd like to pray for you, for all of us. Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves, and how we really are control freaks. We are. We confess it. Forgive us for this wanting to control outcomes to the point that sometimes we even manipulate situations or people, relationships. Forgive us for that. Allow us to be more aware of when that happens, because we want to live in your presence. We want to live, God be the glory. To you alone are the outcomes. We are your children, your family. We are the ones here on earth now to live out the call that you've placed in our lives, to live these true selves that you have given us and are transforming us into, one moment, one hour, one day at a time. All glory to you, most heavenly Father. Let it be so. Let it be now. Amen. Peace be with you, onward, upward, and inward.